In the past four Sundays' Gospels, we've seen the religious leaders in Jerusalem challenging Jesus' authority and trying to trap him with questions. Today's Gospel gives us another attempt, with the Pharisees asking Jesus which commandment is the greatest. Another trap question. Strict observance of the law was important to these religious leaders. And with more than 600 laws, whichever one Jesus might pick as most important would likely cause division, discrediting him in the process. Jesus' answers to the Pharisees in today's gospel, however, didn't address any one commandment, but rather what is the basis of all of them. Loving God with one's whole being and loving one's neighbor as oneself. The whole law depends on these two commandments, Jesus teaches. And that's what he came to establish. The importance of love of God and others as the basis for how we choose to live our lives. Remember the account of Jesus' transfiguration. A voice from heaven said to Peter, James, and John, and to us about Jesus, "This is my son. Listen to him." And in today's gospel, it's this Jesus who says that the two most important commandments are, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself." And we're to listen. Love our neighbors as ourselves. That means we must first love ourselves. With our knowledge of what we've done or are doing, that can be difficult to do at times, loving ourselves. But it's certainly something we can do. Each one of us has been created by God in his image. And we're created by a God who loves us unconditionally. So yes, we can love ourselves as God loves us. And yes, we are to love our neighbors as ourselves. But Jesus said, and that voice from heaven said, "Listen to him." Jesus said many other things in the Gospels about love as well. Remember, he said, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. And as I love you, that's how you are to love one another." He said that we are to live in that love. Jesus said we do that, loving God and neighbor, by keeping his commandments. Think about the Ten Commandments, our Creator's guide for us, our owner's manual, if you will. The Ten Commandments can be divided into two types. First come the commandments about loving God. Have no strange gods. Don't take the Lord's name in vain. Honor the Sabbath. Then come the commandments about loving our neighbor. Honor your parents. Don't kill. Don't commit adultery. Don't steal. Be honest. Don't covet your neighbor's spouse or property. When we love God and neighbor, as Jesus teaches us in today's gospel, we are keeping his commandments. John's gospel also makes reference to this law of love Jesus teaches in today's gospel from Matthew. And St. Jerome, who translated the Bible into Latin, tells an interesting story about St. John. Toward the end of John's life, St. Jerome tells us, John was so frail that he could no longer walk down from his upstairs room in Ephesus to preach to the people that would gather outside his door. So he would have himself carried down to the street, where he would announce simply, "My little children, love one another." When people wondered why his sermons were so short, John told them, "Because it is the word of the Lord. And if you keep it, you do enough." There's an old gospel song, "Loving God, Loving Each Other," with lyrics that include, "It's not complicated. Don't need a lot of rules. This is all you need to know. Love God, love each other. We tend to make it harder, fill books with explanation of the way. But if we'd stop and listen, we'd hear the Master say, love God, love each other. John told the people waiting outside, it is the word of the Lord. And if we keep it, we do enough. In the rite of baptism for children, and we have a baptism after Mass today, in the rite of baptism for children, the church tells parents, it will be your duty to bring your child up to keep God's commandments as Christ taught us by loving God and our neighbor. And the rest of us as a parish community are asked if we're ready to help the parents in this important responsibility. To model not only for our young, but for anyone we might come into contact with, what it means to simply love God and one another. And as we all know, we can't teach what we don't know. We can't model what we haven't yet learned ourselves. So it's incumbent on us to continue to learn and grow in our love of God and one another. In our world today, it might seem difficult at times to know what love really is. St. Paul describes it in that familiar passage from 1 Corinthians. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love isn't jealous, pompous, inflated, rude, quick-tempered. Love doesn't brood over injury. It doesn't seek its own interests. Love doesn't rejoice over wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. That's the description of behaviors exhibited by one who loves. We can ask ourselves, do those behaviors describe us and how we treat others? As we leave here today, may we reflect on whether we are good advertisements about today's gospel, so that others recognize that those two commandments, love God and love neighbor, are most important to us. And we advertise that in such a way that others will want to be like us because it works. That's how we're called to live our lives. Jesus said, this is how all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. It is possible, and it's our choice. May we make that choice and be those persons, loving the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our soul, and with all our mind, loving our neighbors as ourselves.